T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boca represent.
I lotioned my uncle's ankles one time.
Did you?
The term pancake was copyrighted or something.
I need my fix. Monday from Friday to 2 to the 6. Hopman and Crowder, I tune in to bits. Competition going super intense. Both stations, man, I can't switch. Crowder don't quit. Hopman, I'm wrong. Download at odyssey.com. Shout out to Lana for bringing it strong. And everyone knows that they're bringing along.
Locked in. I'm locked in to the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Boxed in with no options, I still find a way to get my daily dose. I'm on a mission for jokes, I'm tuning in on the road. I pull it up on my phone, I pull it up while at home. Alexa, like, leave me alone.
Alexa, play Hawkman and Crowder Show.
I've had enough of you.
Boneless?
Oh, no.
It's a flavor, though, huh?
Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
I'm buttoning your shirt, Twan.
How you talking, boo?
Yeah, buddy,
It's game night!
Oh, bittersweet
game night.
For me. Bittersweet for me, but I love it still.
We've had a change in the starting lineup. Oh. And I'm not talking about Driedger. I'm talking about Crowder going to the game tonight.
Oh, boy. This 9U travel baseball will get you every time.
So Woo. Crowder learns last night he cannot join me and Solana at the Panthers game tonight, and we have good seats, because his kids' youth baseball league, and so
hey, put a little respect on it. Travel, 9U travel baseball,
travel baseball league. So
no YMCA,
like Bobrovsky has been replaced in the Panthers starting lineup with Chris Driedger. Crowder has been replaced in the Hawkman Solana starting lineup with Dr. Chuck Metzger.
Man, I might have upgraded, bro, to be honest.
Except we don't know if Crowder can figure out how to transfer his tickets off his phone to Dr. Chuck, because Crowder's not technologically savvy. This was the text exchange that I just had with Dr. Chuck a few moments ago. Be at my house, blah, blah, blah. We'll take my car. My wife has a Lexus, so we can park in the Lexus lot. Chuck writes, okay, sounds good, assuming that I can get my ticket. And I wrote, worst comes to worst, you'll wait in the parking lot for me.
So is this email? Is this, do our phones have to touch?
What chat room do I need to go into?
There's something where me and my wife's phones are close enough that we can send, like, virtual touches to each other. I don't know. How does this work?
Listen, the Florida Panthers tonight cannot squander this opportunity.
No.
And when I say squander an opportunity, I am talking about something far larger than this game and this series. I am talking about an excitement over hockey in South Florida, not because the Panthers snuck into the playoffs, not because the Panthers are on the cusp of not being a playoff team, but they're going to be able to, and we always do the thing right. Anything can happen once you get to the playoffs. South Florida can be excited about this team and is excited about this team because they are deep and they are good and they're exciting and they're tough. The roster is interesting. Like, everything about this team is exciting. And South Florida can fall in love with this Panthers team and ice hockey over the course of these playoffs. I firmly believe that. And that's why I don't want to see them squander this opportunity against Tampa. Because if they get bounced in round one, you're going to hear, same old thing, same old Panthers. And if they can advance past round one, to me, you open up this whole new door of hockey fans in South Florida that'll be with you for life. Once you go out there and you experience it, you get involved in it, like, they'll be with you for life. So I really don't want to see the Panthers squander this opportunity. Not that tonight is anything. Look, it's game two of a seven-game series, but you don't want to see him go down 0-2. I love the fact that Coach Q is going with Chris Drieger. We talked about it ad nauseum yesterday. And I think Chris Drieger gives them the best chance to win right now. And it's going to be obviously a little bit different. No Sam Bennett tonight. He's suspended for a game. So it's going to be all hands on deck. But I'm excited about this game tonight.
And I saw that too with Drieger starting today. And you have an inside track with the team. So you let us know it's official. But is Coach Q already on the level of Pat Riley where whatever his decision is, we're with it?
Yes.
Because I felt good. Like, I was saying, like, bro, you pay Bob the money. Bob's been in this situation. He's an older guy. You know, he's been crowned the best goalie in the league, you know, 2 years, I believe. Ride with him. And now Coach Q says, no, we're going with Drieger. And I come totally off my point when it's Coach Q. Okay, Coach, whatever you think, Coach.
Yep.
Yeah, go with what you think.
Yep.
He's already on Pat Riley level. He's been here, less than a year.
But it would be like Bill Belichick going to a different team. It doesn't matter that he's only been there a season or two. Bill Belichick has all the rings. Coach Q's got all the rings. He does everything right. You mentioned Crown there, and not to go off on an aside, but there is some huge news today in the world of food, which you know is my real beat. Burger King is bringing back the crown-shaped chicken nuggets. And I tweeted this out. I am so firmly a believer in this. This is not shtick, if you will. There are some food facts. You know I listen. I live by food facts. A couple of them. Sandwiches taste better in a red basket. I've said that forever. I believe that. The little red lattice basket, it's a game changer when it comes to a sandwich. Especially if there's a nice little
differ.
You know, paper doily in there.
We differ. We differ on that point, but continue.
Number two, popcorn always tastes better coming out of a bag rather than a bucket.
And I know the genesis of that, so I'm with you because it's in the Bahamian
airport.
Popcorn is something else.
Bahamas. And I am a firm believer that chicken nuggets shaped as crowns always taste better than regular nuggets. So I want to applaud Burger King. It's been 10 years since the crown-shaped nuggets. And I'm very – who's applauding with me? Is it Steven and Solana or Crowder? Who's applauding with me?
I gave you a slow clap.
All right, okay. I just want to make sure. Because the chicken nuggets shaped as crowns definitely taste better than regular nuggets, and that's just a fact.
Don't they get colder faster because there's more surface area? I'm getting too
I don't think so. First of all, they can't get cold because you're going to eat them so fast because they taste so goddamn good. Can I say that on the air? All right, let's get headlines. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solano.
Only thing that makes those crown chicken nuggets better, Hawk, are the Burger King fries because they're so good. And that's an excellent meal.
You're trolling me. You are trolling me. And I love French fries. Burger King is the only place that I will go. I will order a sandwich and not get French fries. And do you know how difficult that is for me when a menu offers French fries to not accept French fries? Like, that's how bad Burger King French fries are.
With that body, I'm with you 100%.
It's hard to believe.
Their fries are terrible. What's that little crust that they put on it? They'll leave the crust
off. Weird. It's weird. Like, clean out the fryer or something. I don't know what's going on with that crust, with the thing. But the crown nuggets, man, I can't wait. You with me on that, Solana? You remember the crown nuggets? I mean, you were just a kid.
No, I mean, it's only been 10 years, Hawk. I wasn't a kid. I was in high school. And, yeah, I do remember the crown nuggets. I didn't.
Big man. Big man.
I can't believe they went away.
I wasn't a kid. I was in high school.
Big man paying taxes now, huh?
I forgot. So you threw it down. When you wanted to go through that drive-through, you told mom and dad, I'm ready to go through the drive-through. I'm no kid.
Well, I mean, you would know that once I turned 13, I was officially a man. And
oh, that's right. I forgot. Solano was driving a limo at 12, owned his own limo company at 14.
Yeah, Crown Nuggets. Crown Nuggets are fire. I don't. Why would they ever go away from that? It didn't make any sense to me.
Right, didn't make any sense. You're trying to, you know, what are you trying to hide your identity? Oh, all of a sudden Burger King 10 years ago became Sammy Sosa? They try to pretend that they're not the Crowns, that they're not the Kings, you know? They're trying to whitewash? Hello? Anyone with me?
You were going. I was going to let you go.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where I went. I don't know where I ended up. I think I'm on a dead end.
doesn't it make them look faker than they already are?
100%. I mean, it just reminds you that it's not a lot of chicken.
Yes.
But who cares? They taste good. I mean, it's probably made out of Play-Doh. I don't know. How do you mold things into crowns all the time? Whatever it is, they're good.
It's funny because I watched, you know, those shows, you know, all the truther shows. So they were saying that chicken nuggets are made out of chicken rib meat. Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, and it's, you know, the stuff close to the bone nobody eats. You know, they clean all the good stuff up. And my kid asked, they was like, hey, Daddy, what are these made? I was like, it's chicken, but it's like chicken rib meat. I'm like, Daddy, chicken ribs are tiny. I was like, yeah, but they can pick between each one of them. Go to your room. Just
right. And trust me, you're lucky if you get some of the chicken rib meat in there, because mostly it's beaks and talons. But whatever, it tastes good.
It's delicious.
Nothing a little bit of honey mustard can't cover up, by the way.
You don't want to cover up the taste of the crown. How dare you? Some of the texts that are coming in. I'm still dizzy off the Kyrie popularity talk from yesterday.
Get him, Solana.
Are you guys too ugly for Twitch? How come Tobin and Leroy show up? We are too ugly for Twitch. There was they lined us up. It was like a police lineup. And they went, nope and nope. And we said, all right, back to our house.
Is there some kind of screensaver that can make my teeth look better, sir? He was like, nah, son.
Burger King onion rings, someone texts in. Yeah, you go for the onion rings, not the French fries there.
So they fry everything in the same pot because the onion rings taste like chicken. The chicken tastes like onions. They don't have a separate grease.
Delicious, man. It's so good. All right, let's get headlines here before we run out of time. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Those onion rings are good. They're just not consistently fried enough. You know, sometimes they're soggy. That's the only problem with the
You've never had them. You, in a moment of clarity, you admitted to me that your hot take on Burger King onion rings is completely a lie because you've never had them.
Did I admit that to you? Well, unless I forgot.
Yeah, you did admit that to me. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Game 2, Panthers versus Lightning, 8 p.m. tonight. As Hawk mentioned, Driedger, he's going to start today. He was in goal today for the morning skate. He's replacing Bob.
Yeah, I think it's a necessary move. Again, what I said yesterday was if you wait another game just because Bobrovsky is supposed to be your star goalie and then you're down 0-2, why did you wait? And really, this falls into line. Goldie told us yesterday on the air, I mean, this falls into line with what Coach Q has been doing all season, which is really, if a goalie loses, he essentially goes to the next guy and rides the next goalie until there's a win, until there's a loss, you know, as long as they're winning. So it's not even like it's, you know, the playoffs and all of a sudden they're going to Driedger, who played 6 games all season. You know, I mean, they were pretty much splitting time. So makes sense.
Yeah, and you know what? And one thing, we had Goldie on, and I was asking Goldie, like the playoffs change, the intensity changes, even the officiating is supposed to change, you know. Goldie was saying be more consistent. Coach Q is consistent.
Yes.
The games don't go up and down. Like, no, I've been changing my goalie. I'm going to change my goalie. I told you earlier, when Coach Q made a decision, I was gung-ho about it because it is exactly what he's been doing, to your point.
Yep, and I do think it's the right move. I really do. What else you got, Solana?
We have some schedule updates. So game 1, Heat at Bucks, is set for Saturday. The time is still to be decided.
All right.
another times, dates.
All the Heat Bucks games you'll obviously hear on 790 The Ticket. All the Panthers playoff games, 560 QAM.
Yeah, no other times, dates for that series have been released yet. I imagine we'll find out the next couple of days. UM versus Alabama, the opener, September 4th, scheduled. No prime time, but 3:30 p.m.
Yeah, mad disrespect to Miami and Alabama there. Mad disrespect. We're actually going to bring on John Michaels in the next segment. I want to talk to him about the Heat, but I do want to ask him about the time of the Miami-Alabama game, which is fine. Well, you know, drive up to Atlanta, enjoy some afternoon Miami-Alabama football, and then what do you do? Where do you go celebrate their a victory in Atlanta, Crowder?
Magic City.
What did you say, varsity? The varsity?
Magic City.
The varsity with the burgers and the hot dogs and stuff.
I say now Magic City.
All right. So I'll meet you at the varsity after the after the Hurricanes beat Alabama.
And all jokes aside, Magic City is 100 yards from the varsity.
Oh, is it?
Yep. It's right across this little street. Two gas stations, little street. I've made that turn 100 times. Ooh, and I get excited every time.
Work up an appetite, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the thing with the thing, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Georgia-Clemson, they get primetime at 8 p.m. Tonight, Marlins, they begin a three-game set at Citizens Bank Park versus the Philadelphia Phillies. Game one is a 7:05 p.m. scheduled start time. And also tonight, the NBA play-in tournament begins.
Yes.
Two games from the Eastern Conference, 6:30 p.m. early game. Pacers host the Hornets. Indiana, two-point favorite at home, followed at 9 p.m. with the Celtics hosting the Wizards. Russell Westbrook, he made a claim that they're going to show they belong in the NBA playoffs. Boston's a two-point favorite at home. Bradley Beal is expected to play. Remember, he's nursing that injury.
Washington could have shown that they belonged by being a top six seed, and then they wouldn't have to show it right now, but I don't want to split hairs.
Wizards money line.
Yeah, so I was watching them debate on First Take this morning. Like, without Jaylen Brown, does Brad Stevens get a mulligan on the season?
Ooh, no. Did he get a mulligan on the championship because we had two guys hurt? No.
Right.
Figure it out.
But I mean,
Brad Stevens,
he's kind of been exposed as not what people thought Brad Stevens was, but now he's got the, like, if they get bounced in the play-in game, but there's no Jaylen Brown,
Yeah. No, I think I'm with you because actually, who was it? Sedano arguing with somebody and they put Brad Stevens in front of Spo already.
Yeah.
And
who was that?
On this show. We were like, what are you talking about?
Who was that, Solana? That was that ESPN guy. I can't think of his name.
Oh, the broadcaster.
Him and Sedano arguing, calling a game or something. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. They were calling a game.
Spiro Didis.
It was a summer league game. It was a summer league game 3 years ago.
I love any kind of Spiro Didis slander on this show.
I know you hate him. That's why I hit you with it.
I don't hate him. Just Mount Rushmore of boring guests. Mount Rushmore of boring guests. Spiro Didis is firmly carved into that mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Dockich.
Yes. Dan Dockich. Yes. Yeah.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, I was like, yo, this crazy.
Hawk and Crowder.
Man, we, in just this 5-minute commercial break, we covered a ton of ground and some funny stuff. First of all, we're trying to get Crowder to transfer his Panthers ticket tonight to Dr. Chuck Metzger, who's taking Crowder's place. Crowder can't go tonight now because of his son's travel game. And so Dr. Chuck is going to join me and Solana at the Panthers game. So we're trying to, I mean, this is like talking Crowder through transferring this ticket off his phone is like talking to the Apollo 13 astronauts when they were trying to tell him the fix that they created to filter the air. You know, first you gotta take this piece of cardboard. So then finally Crowder gets to the spot and he's like, all right, I've got it. Transfer a ticket, put in the email address. So I go, all right, let me give you Chuck's email address. And it's an @BellSouth email address.
.net.
.net hasn't been used since 1981. And BellSouth hasn't been around. Were you even alive, Solana, when BellSouth was our phone company?
Nope.
I don't know. What? Did Dr. Chuck get the first email address ever? Was he on a list? @bellsouth.net. What?
Bellsouth.net. I mean, honestly, this man's a doctor? He's driving a Pinto. He can't let anything go.
We have internet, guys. Call Chuck Metzger. He was the first one on the list.
So then I say to, you know, we were talking in the last segment with John Michaels about going up to Atlanta for the UM-Alabama game. And that's fine. I would do that. It's fine. But I really want to go to Vegas for the Dolphins-Raiders game. Yeah. And Crowder and I know this from having worked in radio for a long time. If we wait for the radio station to put something together, it'll never happen. It just will not happen. So I said during the commercial break, I said, you know what? Let's book our trip to Vegas. I have a studio there. We'll do the show from the studio there. Remember when we did the day after the UM-FIU football game that FIU inexplicably won? I was at the studio in Vegas.
On your 50th birthday, right?
Yep. That's right. Yep. And I came in, I went to the studio. So we have a studio so we can do the show. And that way we can spend some time in Vegas. And we'll get tickets for the Raiders-Dolphins game. I've got plenty of friends in Vegas, so we'll have a good time out there. And I said, we'll take Solana as well, because he's never gone to Vegas with us. Every time we go there for fights, you know, he's never part of it. He always runs the show back home. But now that we've got Steven, who's very capable of running the show, we're going to bring Solana. And Solana's like, do I get to room with Crowder? And first of all, I don't room with anybody. I'm 51 years old, and I don't think Crowder rooms with anybody. My rooming days are over. But
man, we won't even ride the elevator together. You gone? Right. Okay, bro. I'll see you upstairs. See you in the morning. We out of here.
So Crowder's like, I wouldn't room with you. You're going to be doing all your bits. And then I start to say, and I kind of believe this, because we know Solana's got asthma. You've got a humidifier running at night, don't you? You have a little portable, or you call down to the front desk and ask them to put a humidifier in the room, don't you?
Who doesn't? I mean, how do you go to sleep without a humidifier?
This is, you know what the room would look like? It would be Solana with his inhaler and a humidifier running, and Crowder plunging the toilet, because that's what he does at hotels. Because he stays in the cheap hotels where Crowder told a story a few weeks ago, if you weren't listening. He went with his family. Where were you? In
Sarasota.
Sarasota. Stayed at such a cheap hotel with his family that when his kid rocked the toilet and stuffed it up, Crowder calls down to the front desk.
No, they don't
answer.
I had to go downstairs. So, they didn't answer.
So great. Goes down to the front desk. He goes, yeah, we have a toilet backed up in, you know, room 312. And their response was not, we'll send someone up to fix it. The lady's response was to hand him a plunger.
Hold on, I'll be back. I was like, okay. You got to get a manager? Go get a manager. She brought back a plunger in a plastic bag that said clean on the outside, because they cleaned that plunger.
That's what's going on in Vegas. And Solana's staying out late so that he can go to Earl of Sandwich. I mean, we are going to have fun. But we're going. We're going. I am alerting Len publicly on the radio airwaves. Me, Crowder, Solana, we are going to Vegas. Don't try to sell it into sales. We're paying for it. We're going to Vegas to watch the Dolphins and Raiders. And if you want to sell in some sponsorships, we'll be happy to ride along. But there you go. We're going. When's the game?
Solana, Hawk and me, we have our Vegas plans already. We have our setup. Yeah. Don't come out there messing anything up.
We have a vibe. Yeah. Don't. We're bringing you. And can you immerse yourself in our vibe, or are you going to try to hijack the trip?
No, I take my own vibras where I go. I take my own vibras. By the way, the game is September 26th, week 3 in Las Vegas. I think you guys are downplaying the way I do Vegas. Maybe the way I do Vegas, you guys would like to incorporate some of that, because the way I do Vegas is the right way.
Okay. Well, we'll find out when we get there.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Did you not want an upsy downsy? I'm using lotion.
Hawk and Crowder.
And there we go, 4 o'clock hour. Town Hockman and Crowder. Game night. Big game night.
Let's go Panthers!
Let's go Panthers! I'm talking about Heat and Bucks a couple different times this afternoon. So ESPN, they have released their expert predictions for the playoff rounds. And for the Bucks versus Heat, would you like to hear the expert predictions?
Oh, I think I'm going to go with Solana, Heat in five.
So, Jerry Bembry at ESPN has Heat in six. Nick DiPaola at ESPN, Heat in six. Nick Friedel, Bucks in six. Kirk Goldsberry, Bucks in seven. Tim Legler, Heat in seven. Tim McMahon, Bucks in seven. Bobby Marks, Bucks in six. Dave McMenamin, Bucks in seven. Monica McNutt, Bucks in seven. Kevin Pelton, Bucks in seven. Ramona Shelburne, Bucks in seven.
Come on, Ramona.
Andre Snellings, Bucks in six. Mark Spears, Bucks in seven. Royce Young, Bucks in six. And George Sedano, Heat in seven.
Come on, Jorge. That's my
Let's
dude,
go,
dude.
George. So one, two, three, four. Four people picking the Heat out of the ESPN experts, if you will. So it's tough. Like, we, you know, yeah, we're goofing around on it, but man, it's going to, what do you think the line is going to be for game one? Saturday in Milwaukee, I'm going to say Bucks minus four.
Four and a half.
I'm right there.
Four and a half.
I'm about to say five. Yeah. Four and a half, five.
Buck picking Bucks in seven, by the way, Hawk, like that's an indication that they're just the home team. It's a toss-up, right? Like that doesn't mean they're confident in the Milwaukee Bucks in this series.
Well, here's the thing. As much as I say, like, Milwaukee's a good team and there's nothing to sleep on, I don't think that they're that much better than the Heat. I'm not certain that they are better than the Heat. So I don't think the Bucks go into this series going, oh yeah, we're the three seed, we're gonna roll whoever comes into Milwaukee. I mean, this should, I could see it being a long series.
Heck yeah, and we already talked to people where even the Hawks and, you know, the different teams up there that are higher seeded than the Heat, that people don't want to play them.
Right.
People don't want to play the Heat, man. Like, everybody knows the culture. Solana, you can drop if you want to. That culture is something real that they're never going to give up. They're going to grind and dig and fight as long as they can. People don't want to play the goons like you have the shirt. Yep. We got the shirt. I have a shirt from hawkedofflikeagoose.com. Nobody wants to really fight the goons for seven games, and that's what you have to deal with when you play Miami.
Yeah, I'm looking through, like, yeah, 76ers, they would not want to be matched up with the Heat, as good as they are. No. Brooklyn, I mean, as good as they are, they do not want to get matched up against the Heat, which would happen in round two. Certainly the Bucks, Knicks, Hawks don't want to. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting because the Bucks are big favorites, and I'm not really certain that it's going to play out that way. I think I would probably... I mean, certainly we're going to bet the Heat for the series, but I would pretty much take the Heat getting points any game this series.
You know how it was a week ago that you were like, hey, are the Heat Debo in Friday the movie reference, are the Heat Debo? To this point, I don't think they're Debo. I think they're that crazy guy that's not the biggest, not the strongest, not the fastest, but nobody wants to fight him because he's going to fight until he dies. He's never going to give up. He's never going to give you a break. He's going to continue to come at you every single swing, every single punch. The Heat are the guy that nobody wants to fight. That's exactly what Pat Riley set up and Spo set up.
Heat are Dog the Bounty Hunter.
See, I thought I laid it out articulate, and then you're going to bring up some old-ass white man that wears leather pants.
He's a small dude, but he will not go out without a fight. Heat our Dog the Bounty Hunter. I stand with you, Crowder.
Bro, I could tell Dog the Bounty Hunter. I could tell him, get in the closet and don't get out till I tell you to get out. And he would stay in there for 2 weeks.
He would have your face mushed into the ground before you knew what
happened. Dog, he's Fabi!
Dog the Bounty Hunter. That's right, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I would slap him.
He'd slap your back.
No, I bet he wouldn't. He couldn't even reach. A little short. Never mind.
All right, what do you have for the headlines? Alejandro Solana.
Just a quick reminder for those of you who are lacking guts, the Heat, 7-13 without Jimmy Butler this season. With their superstar, with Jimmy Butler, they were 35-17.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get him. And Giannis. Chris Middleton with all them children teeth in his mouth. When you going to grow up? Call the tooth fairy, Chris Middleton.
Ay, ay, ay.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I don't know that I've ever paid enough attention to see the Onion Volcano.
What?
Huh? Hawk and Crowder.
Doug Plagans will be on the call tonight on the Florida Panthers Hockey Network. You can certainly hear it on 560 QAM and all the Panthers playoff games, and we hope there are a lot of them, will air on 560 QAM. Let's get to the very important breaking news today, Doug.
Uh-oh.
Burger King announced that they are bringing back the crown-shaped nuggets. Now, those haven't been available at BK for 10 years. And I maintain, I tweeted this out, I maintain, you know, you and I have food rules. I think both of us live by certain food rules. Some of my rules include a sandwich always tastes better in a red basket. You know, you get a burger and fries in one of those red baskets with the
A&W
delivery.
Used to do that. It's solid.
Of
course. I like it.
Tastes better. Mm-hmm. Tastes better. I believe popcorn always tastes better out of a bag than in a bucket. You know, sometimes you go to a movie theater and you got a large bag or you got the large bucket. It's always better out of a bag, a little more malleable. I have lots of food rules. So do you.
Although when you're a kid, you like the bucket because when you're done, you can put it on your head and wear it as a hat.
You put it
what
on
kid
your head.
Doesn't like
I mean,
doing
this guy
that.
Speaks to my soul. This guy speaks to my soul.
Y'all didn't get spanked. Did y'all get spanked?
Yeah. My mom and dad also had the bucket on their head. I learned from an early age, once you're done with the bucket, you put it right on your head. But I maintain that chicken nuggets always taste better in the shape of a crown than a regular, just generic-shaped nugget. Where do you stand on this?
Oddly enough, I would typically say I like my chicken nuggets to be not necessarily uniformed. I like when they have a little bit of, some variables from
personality,
nugget to nugget. Yes. Personality is a great way to put it. But as we know, we discussed it on the last time I was on the show. White Castle has the chicken rings. I've never had the chicken crown nuggets from Burger King, but I'd be happy to give them a try. So this is could potentially be a new experience, but let's see. That's an interesting, re-addition. The last game, the Lightning brought back Kucherov, and Burger King's bringing back the nuggets shaped like crowns.
Yeah, work that into the broadcast tonight if you can.
Nowhere close to the same thing, Doug.
No, right, not at all.
As good as Kucherov is, the crown-shaped nuggets are better.
Get the hell out of here. Doug, best chicken nugget.
Best
chicken nugget. What you got? Best chicken nugget you ever
Chick-fil-A.
Tasted.
Wow. Chick-fil-A.
Do I get this question afterwards?
The Chick-fil-A nugget. You can't beat the Chick-fil-A nugget.
Wow, no, that is incorrect. I have to tell you, I believe the Chick-fil-A nuggets are wildly overrated. There's not enough breading.
I like a very light breading.
And they're baby nuggets, right? Right, Crowder? They're baby nuggets. Yeah,
you want the rib meat wrapped in bread and fried hard. You're right.
Chick-fil-A nuggets are baby nuggets. They're like the size of marbles.
Chicken. They're real chicken. That's a chicken breast. I could even see sometimes they have a nipple on them.
So we're talking about like chicken nuggets that you would get at a number of places. Like you can't just pick a restaurant, that there's one location. We're talking about like mainstream nuggets.
Mainstream nuggets. Chick-fil-A. Doug hit it on the head.
Chick-fil-A you're saying is the best chicken nugget?
I think so, but here's my disclaimer with it though. You mentioned it, Hawk. They are a little small. So with the Chick-fil-A nuggets, I view them more as an add-on to whatever else I get. Like I'm probably getting a combo meal of some kind. And if I'm feeling really bold that day, particularly hungry, maybe I had a good workout or maybe I'm going to have a good workout later that day, I'm going to throw down another 8-piece on top of it, get some nuggets on the side. I think they're a great complement to whatever else you're getting at Chick-fil-A at that particular visit.
See, I think the Chick-fil-A nuggets all always, always, gentlemen, leave me disappointed. Always.
No.
You're eating a crown-shaped nugget? I'm going to leave the crown to the side yet because I don't know when they return. So I'm going to leave that off to the side. And I am going to tell you, as shocking as this sounds, the Chicken McNugget is the best chicken nugget,
mainstream chicken nugget out there. It is good.
It is all white meat. The breading is phenomenal. Oh. Phenomenal. And I have no complaints about it. Like, you never get one that's fried incorrectly.
It is good, and I'll tell you this.
I'm all about the McDonald's Chicken McNugget.
We could probably do a full separate series on this, but I think we can trace it all back to the mid-90s when Wendy's went to the 99-cent five-piece. It changed the nugget landscape across the whole quick-serve industry.
So right.
Everybody had to up their nugget game after that. And now over the course of the last 25 years or so, we've seen nuggets go from just a thing at the end of the menu that, you know, you might not always get to, a staple item that everybody better bring their A game to.
Solana, it sounds like you want to weigh in here on the chicken nuggets.
I do. I'm very disappointed in all of you. Thank you, Doug, for mentioning Wendy's, because Wendy's spicy chicken nugget.
They are good.
Are the best chicken nugget, and it's not even close. I mean, get out of here.
But do we take points off that they go with five instead of six, which is really standard industry regulation?
Six is the devil number.
Has anybody ever gotten the 20-piece at McDonald's?
Oh, I'm sure Solana
McDonald's
does
the 20-piece.
No, we do it with the kids, Doug, because I have two kids, so we can do the 20-piece, and then me, my wife, the kids, we can all eat on a little 20-piece.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, the Chicken McNuggets at McDonald's, I'm going to say. So you're going Wendy's, Solana? Because the Wendy's, they're very good. There's no question about it. Sometimes too many flakes of pepper in there in the batter.
It's a weird criticism because I believe that there can never be too many flakes of pepper in the batter. It has to be the spicy chicken nugget, though. I don't want the regular Wendy's chicken nugget. That's just okay. It's good. It's consistent, but it's just okay. It has to be the spicy chicken nugget from Wendy's.
That honey mustard sauce they give you at Wendy's is really good. The hot mustard at McDonald's, Hawk, we've discussed the hot mustard at McDonald's is one of the great condiments of all time. I'd put it in the Condiment Hall of Fame.
Yeah. If we're talking about chicken condiments, though, specifically, it's Chicken Kitchen and it's the mustard curry sauce. Yeah. That's South Florida exclusive. I think everyone would agree with that. And then Chick-fil-A with the honey barbecue sauce.
No,
a lot of people sleep on the honey barbecue.
Polynesian.
No, the Polynesian
everybody
is not
knows.
A good choice.
Ask Doug.
Not
everybody knows the best sauce is Polynesian at Chick-fil-A. Correct, Doug?
I always get the buffalo when I'm there. I wonder how many people that we've caused to pull into a drive-thru while they're out driving around right now.
Well, I just got a text from Craig Minervini who says Raisin Cane has the best chicken nuggets.
Oh, never
And
been.
I'm surprised, Crowder, that you're not talking about Zaxby's, your love from Gainesville.
Oh, but those are chicken tenders. I separate.
So we're talking
and
specifically
tenders.
Nuggets. Okay,
we're
I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
we're gonna do this. We're gonna do it right.
Always. Yeah. That's what Hawk and Crowder do.
That's right. If we're gonna do it, we're gonna do it right. Well, this was a tremendous time breaking down the Panthers Lightning series with you, Doug.
It's always great to stop by the show. I know we're going to cover a variety of things when I stop by, and again, I always enjoy it. So hope you guys enjoy the game tonight.
So now what did we agree on, though? Who is better at what they do, Burger King Crown Nuggets or Kucherov at hockey?
I can't formulate an opinion on the Crown Nuggets, but Nikita Kucherov 2 years ago won the scoring title, the MVP, and the MVP is chosen by the players as well. So he kind of had the trifecta there a couple of years ago. So pretty hard for any chicken nugget to beat that.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You know who we're doing it for, right, Crowder?
For the thugs?
For the thugs.
Hawk and Crowder.
People are very passionate about chicken nuggets. Just looking at the text machine, a lot of people just swearing by the Chick-fil-A nuggets, and I for the life of me, don't understand it. It's been like one of my kids' favorite places to go to, you know, for a meal since he was tiny, And I've never understood the fascination with Chick-fil-A nuggets. They're little misshapen balls of chicken, too small, not breaded enough. Don't get it.
They're actual chicken. They're not mushed up, mashy potato chicken.
I'm telling you, the chicken that is used today at most chicken places for nuggets are white meat chicken. Somebody texts in, way too angry about this. F you, Hawk. You're getting paid by McDonald's. I never get good nuggets from them. There are always air pockets in them. They bread them. They're heavily processed. And I texted him back, I think you're going to McDowell's. You need to go to McDonald's.
We got the Big Mac. We got the Big Mac.
And then I got a text from a friend of mine, John Spatz. He's a big Panthers fan, and I know he tuned in to hear Panthers talk. And then it just, you know, inevitably, when Plagans is on, though, Plagans brings that out of us. He loves to talk food. You could hear the passion. Yeah. My friend John texts me, where does popcorn in a box fall in your ratings? You know, because you've got the bag, and then you've got the bucket, but there's the box of popcorn. That is the worst. The popcorn, who can put their hands in a rectangle? It's, you know, there, it's like a narrow rectangular box. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why anyone in 2021 is serving popcorn in a box. This is one of the great frauds perpetrated on America. I've opened your eyes, people, to miniature golf being just a terrible activity. Mm-hmm. I've opened your eyes. I know it's hard to hear sometimes. I've opened your eyes, right? I've told you, sweet potato fries, you order them, you think that you like them, you think that they're healthier, and you always want regular fries. Always. Nobody ever knowingly, no one on Truth Serum would tell you that a sweet potato fry is preferable to a fried potato, a regular russet potato. And russet. I have to tell you, in that same category is the box of popcorn. A box of popcorn. One of the worst frauds perpetrated on this great country of ours.
Chick-fil-A and McDonald's nuggets are in boxes, Hawk.
I'm talking about a box of popcorn. Specifically popcorn. I don't mind a box of nuggets. And yeah. The box, like the Chick-fil-A box of nuggets, there's plenty of room there. It's just a small little box, almost like a coffin. It's like a little coffin, of nuggets. That's what I like to call the Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A's a little coffin. Oh, let me get one coffin of nuggets and a honey barbecue sauce.
And some russet French fries.
Some russet French fries. Some French fried russet potatoes. Don't give me all your sweet potato nonsense. You give me some French fried russet potatoes. I don't even know if russet potatoes are what's used for French fries. Is that the type of potato that's used for French fries? Does anyone know?
I like the name russet, so I ride with it.
Potato is used for French fries. Got to be a russet, right? Yep, russet potatoes. High starch potatoes, like Idaho potatoes, also called russet potatoes, are the best for French fries. This variety is denser, and they have the least amount of moisture in them.
Russet.
All right, I think we've covered a lot of ground there, have we not?
I'm down.
My friend Alfred just texted me a picture of him eating the Wendy's nuggets right now. What happens, right? I had a friend of mine in Chicago text me. He's like, every time on this show, you make me hungry for something, and then I have to go out and get it. Who's not craving a chicken nugget right now? Come on. Be honest. Crowder, are you craving chicken nuggets right now?
Yeah, you got me.
Solana, are you craving chicken nuggets right now?
I already Uber Eats some chicken nuggets about 15 minutes ago.
What about Steven? Steven, are you craving chicken nuggets right about now?
Yeah, man, I'm going to go to McDonald's after the show.
Is McDonald's the best chicken nugget? No. Let the man speak, Solana. Don't get all territorial.
McDonald's with some sweet and sour sauce? I mean, can't go wrong with that.
Right? Is that the best fast food nugget? The McDonald's chicken McNugget, Steven?
Yeah, I could take a 20-piece to the head. No problem.
Right. I'm with him.
Steven,
I was surprised.
Did you answer the question, Steven, or did you just say you like
he
him?
He answered.
No, he
answered.
Didn't say yes or no. He just said he likes. He can take. He can eat a 20-piece. Are they the best chicken nuggets, Steven? That's the question.
I mean, that's until Burger King brings back the Crown
Talk
chicken
about
tenders.
About it, my
but,
dude.
But it has to taste.
Talk
how,
about it, my dude.
It has to taste how it was before, because ever since they went from the tenders to the nuggets, it's been awful. That's why they're giving them away for like 50 cents and no one eats them.
Yeah, no, talk about it. He's so right on there. He's got good fast food taste. Solana earlier, he impugned any conversation when he said that Burger King has the best fries, because I don't believe that Solana actually believes that.
By the way, are Chick-fil-A nuggets even nuggets? Aren't they? Isn't it popcorn chicken?
They're closer to popcorn chicken. That's a great point, Solana.
No,
they're closer to pop. It is. That's a great point. The Chick-fil-A nuggets, they call them nuggets.
They're not.
But
they're
closer to popcorn chicken. I think you're right, Solana. Here's the thing. I don't think you can charge as much for popcorn chicken because you assume that it's small. It's a marketing thing. That's marketing, Solana. You just solved one of the world's great problems.
And the best part about that is that Chick-fil-A, now that we've established, don't sell nuggets, but popcorn chicken, doesn't even have better popcorn chicken than Publix popcorn chicken.
Bull butter.
Boom.
Bull butter.
He is bull so butter. Right. That bull Publix butter. Popcorn chicken, Publix popcorn chicken, you go and get that at the deli section, and it's hot, and you're just throwing those things down. Oh, my God.
Bull butter.
Are you're telling me that the Chick-fil-A nuggets are better than the Publix popcorn chicken?
Anything, any piece of chicken that comes out Chick-fil-A's window is better than any chicken from any of these places you're talking about. McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, all of them, Publix. The chicken out of Chick-fil-A, they have named their damn store after a chicken. That's Chick-fil-A. Chicken. Anything that comes out of there is better than any of these places you're talking about. And if you don't believe that, you're crazy.
I can't believe it. I can't believe what you're saying.
You're crazy.
And you're somebody crazy. Texts in, where's Ryan McGuire when you need him?
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Chocolate chip, peanut butter, cookie dough. Scoop, there it is.
Hawk and Crowder.
Crank it up, Solana. That is Hialeah's own KC in the Sunshine Band.
Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo. That's what made that famous.
No, the 70s made that famous. Funny that you mentioned that. I was watching, something popped up on cable over the weekend, and all of a sudden Rob Schneider's in it. Oh, it was, it's an Adam Sandler movie, of course. Yeah. What movie was it?
Not the football one. I watched
No. Regardless, it popped into my head, and I'll get to all the Funky Buddha Happy Hour stuff here in a sec. Has there ever been a movie that Rob Schneider didn't ruin?
Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo.
The movie's not funny because of him. He
it's
literally
hilarious.
Ruined that movie. Oh,
it's
stop
hilarious.
It. Bull butter. Stop it. Come on. Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo. Rob Schneider is so bad in every single movie that he's in. I don't understand why Adam Sandler just keeps gifting him jobs. I don't get it. Does anyone think Rob Schneider's funny?
The Animal was terrible.
Terrible.
The pretty girl, the ugly girl,
the hot
whatever
chick.
When he was
the hot chick.
Hot chick. There you go.
Great movie.
That was terrible.
That's a great movie.
But I'll tell you, man, Deuce Bigelow series is funny.
Oh,
that's the only
series?
Funny one. The whole series is funny.
Oh,
European gigolo, wherever he goes, the gigolo is funny.
I'm in physical pain from 50 that.
50 First Dates. He's hilarious.
He
as
ruins
the uncle.
Every movie. He ruins every movie. Well, maybe what's the one where he goes, "Oh no, we suck again."
Waterboy.
Yeah, you know what? That's he was actually decent in that. Oh no, we suck again. All right,
he's
5 o'clock
same,
hour.
He's the
terrible.
Same position.
I know.
And even in Longest Yard, he stands
always,
up and says, oh, we're good again.
Yeah, he always has a terrible, funny accent. He's just, guy's garbage. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. It's brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Crowder no longer coming to the Panthers game with us tonight because he's got to go to his son's travel league game.
Semifinal.
And so
Premier League semifinals now. Don't act like it's just some game.
All right. Hey, man, when you texted me last night, I was impressed. I'm like, good for you, Daddy. Good for you. But I was going to say that Solana and I will be at the Funky Buddha Tap Room at the BB&T Center tonight in between periods, and we'll drink a couple for you, Crowder.
I appreciate it. IPA, get the gloves off. Right. I've had a gloves off in a year or so.
Fair enough. And do we have the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour theme song, Solana?
Hey, how about another beer? Funky Buddha. Funky Buddha. The Funky Buddha.
Yeah, baby.
It's the Funky Buddha Hour with the Hawkman Crowd.
All right, bro, here you go.
Yeah, man, here you go.
All right, bro, here you go.
Funky Buddha. Yeah, man, here you go. Yeah. Funky, it's the Funky Buddha Hour with the Hawkman Crowd.
Somebody texts in, love when Solana just jumps in with great movie. Yeah, what did you say it about, Solana? What did you just mumble great movie about?
The Hot Chick. That is a great movie.
The Hot Chick. Oh, so bad. So bad. Let's do headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. It is certainly a big night, big sports night in South Florida. Game 2, Panthers and Lightning. Got to get this one. I'll be there with Solana. What do you got for headlines, Solandria?
We also forgot Schneider's best role really shows his range in Bench Warmers.
He's such a bad actor. Just not funny, man. He's just not funny.
This report, it's brought to you by Rubenstein Law. If you're injured in a car accident or slip and fall, call Rubenstein Law. 1-800-FL-LEGAL. They're also open on weekends, that's right, game 2, 8 p.m. from the BB&T Center. Let's get hype. Let's go. Let's get hype, Panthers.
Let's get hype. Play a little music. Let's get hype.
Yeah,
let's go, Solana.
Let's go.
Don't throw that out there and not get us hype. Let's go. Get us hype.
Let's go.
Get us hype.
Let's go.
You have your...
Let's go.
Well, yeah. All right. We just played that, though.
The quickest
song
I could find.
Do you have your barn burner sounds? Do you have your barn burner sounds? That always gets me hype.
Yeah. Let's go. I'm hype.
All right. What about you got the barn burner sounds? Because there's nothing like a good hockey barn burner. Barn burner. Yeah, that says barn burner. I know. It's very tough to hear. Do you have the other barn burner? I know it sounds like corn fritter, but whatever. We're just going with it. Did we have one more, Solana?
Of course, we have one more.
Yeah, sorry, they didn't get me as hype as I thought. Those are the Rob Schneider of imaging. All right, what else do you have in the headline, Solana?
Again, Chris Drieger. He starts tonight, 8 p.m. You can hear the game starting at 7:30 p.m. The broadcast begins at 7:30 p.m. on 560 The Joe WQAM Chick-fil-A truther Doug Plagans.
Doug Plagans, man, very animated when talking about chicken nuggets.
Game 1 of the Heat and Bucks. It's in Milwaukee. We know it's Saturday. Don't know what time yet. We also don't know any of the other dates yet for the series. But again, game 1, Saturday in Milwaukee. The Heat, they're going to wear their trophy gold jerseys.
Who's worse, Rob Schneider or Marjorie Taylor Greene?
I would like to cancel my order of the martini and two olives and go for the straight cranberry juice for $3. I apologize for any inconvenience.
What? What happened?
Perhaps I'll jam this swizzle stick in your pee hole.
What are you doing? Rob Schneider lines?
You don't know about
Deuce Bigelow. Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
So bad.
I got you, Crowder.
Appreciate but it's just so bad.
It was funny, the big girl, and they're talking crap to the big lady, and he's rubbing her feet. It's a love story, to be honest.
I'm looking at his IMDb. I mean, has he literally been in a good movie ever?
No, I'm not fighting for Rob Schneider. I'll fight for a lot of people. Rob Schneider's not one of my guys. I'm going to, you know, put a strong
back. Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo, Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo, Hot Chick, The Animal. I mean, it is a just every single one of his movies is a waste of time.
Deuce Bigelow is okay.
It's not. You know it's not.
It is.
You want. He was the worst in Grown Ups, correct? He was the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the worst. He's the worst in everything that he's in. He's always got these slight little roles.
Deuce Bigelow.
But he was terrible in it, and the movie was terrible because he was the guy leading it.
Solana, he tapped on something on the bench warmers. He tapped in.
It's range there.
Yeah.
Range.
He's a star.
Judge Dredd,
his part in Judge Dredd was genius.
Yeah, because I'm looking at all these different movies that he's in. Like, he's got a slight little role, you know, in The Longest Yard and Grown Ups has got a significant role. But all these, like, Adam Sandler movies, every single one that Kevin James makes. And he ruins it every time he comes on the screen. Ruins it. The Wrong Missy. He was terrible in The Wrong Missy, and I like that movie.
I wish I could argue. I'm looking through this IMDb, bro.
It's terrible.
Who was he in Grown Ups? Who was he in Grown Ups? Was he the one that was married to or dating the old lady?
The old lady, right? And he had the hot daughters.
Yeah, that was stupid.
It's stupid. He was the worst character. There's a few people out there, a few actors. Jack Black. Jack Black ruins every movie that he's in. Jack Black ruins Tropic Thunder. Jack Black ruins Jumanji. Everything that he's in, he ruins.
He's got School of Rock, though, which is an iconic movie.
Rob Schneider should have played D'Angelo Vickers. All right, go ahead. What do we have for headlines, Solana?
Some pretty cool news about Chris Bosh. We're going to be seeing more of him here come postseason time on ESPN. They hired the newly elected Hall of Famer to make at least a dozen studio appearances, just reading from Barry Jackson's Twitter account here. I want to give proper credit to BJ. Throughout the postseason, he'll be on platforms like The Jump, SportsCenter, First Take, and Get Up.
Yeah, that's going to be very cool. That's I think Chris Bosh is perfectly suited for that.
Bring out more personality, doesn't he?
I think he's like a super interesting guy. Like that, I think he's going to be so cut out for television because he's just interesting. He's an interesting dude.
We'll see. He seems a little square to me, but he can prove me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Back in my day, we'd go to the Orange Bowl, urine would drip on us, and we were healthy.
Hawk and Crowder.
It is a big night. Rhythm of the night, Solana. You killed it all day with the music, man.
Big night, Hawk. Had to bring it strong.
I know. You have let us know just about every segment.
Big night.
Big night. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. What is that, a random hay? We got a random hay from Jeff Smiles in there? Go ahead, fire off the song. You obviously want to play the song. Go ahead.
Hey, how about another beer? Funky Buddha. Funky Buddhas. The Funky Buddha.
Yeah, baby.
The Funky Buddha Hour with the Hawkman Crowd.
All right, bro, here you go.
Yeah, man, here you go.
All right, bro, here you go.
Funky Buddha.
Here you go.
Yeah, man, here you go. Yeah. Funky Buddha Hour with the Hawkman Crowd.
Hey, here you go. Me and Solana will be at the game tonight. We've had a late substitution for Crowder. Crowder can no longer make it to the game. His kids' travel league is playing in, what did you say, semifinals?
Yes, the premier, South Florida Premier League semifinals. As y'all are watching the Panthers and the Lightning, I'll be watching the Miramar Canes at the Parkland Pokers 9U right. team. Yes, we got a barn. We got a barn burner in 9U travel as well.
You tell Lil Chan, hit one out for us. Hit one out for us. All right. Solana and I will be at the Panthers game tonight. So we're excited. Obviously, you can hear the game on 560 QAM tonight. Told you can hear the NBA play-in games on 790. I mentioned this briefly during the show today. I do want to mention it again. And look, we're still a little ways off because there's going to be legal challenges. But it was made official today. The Florida Senate passed the gambling agreement that Governor DeSantis made with the Seminole Tribe of Florida. So, and this from the Local 10 website, sports betting in Florida is a step closer to legalization after the Senate overwhelmingly passed a bill approving a gambling agreement signed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and the Seminole Tribe. The bill passed Tuesday 38-1. And it will also allow the tribe to add roulette and craps to its 7 casinos, including the Hard Rock here in Fort Lauderdale. In return, the state is expected to receive an estimated $20 billion over the 30-year compact. The bill will now go to the House, which will vote on it tomorrow. So I'm assuming it passes the House. Although there are detractors, but I'm assuming it passes the House. And then it'll be challenged in court. But again, I kind of feel like we're past the point of no return here. And I think we will have expanded gambling in South Florida, which is something that we should have had for a long time now. Because in all honesty, you walk into Hard Rock, I mean, there's blackjack going on. There's table games, like the notion that somehow we're not, you know, like that we're not a gambling state because we don't have roulette and craps is ridiculous. So you know, let's go. Let's put the pedal to the metal here. Let's get it done, and we'll all be happier for it. And if you gamble too much, this is always the concern, right? That somebody's going to lose their mortgage. If you gamble too much, stop gambling so much. Don't risk what you can't afford to lose. Is that fair?
I'm with you. And to that point, Hawk, do you think the guys that play craps and all that haven't been at the Hard Rock playing the other games? Like, I think gamblers gamble. Like,
right. It's so silly. I get it. Like, either don't have gambling or do have gambling.
Yes.
This little nonsense, this little game that we try to play where we have it, but we don't really have it because we don't allow, what is it, Class C games? I think roulette and craps are considered Class C. We don't allow, I mean, just come on, knock it off. Let's go. Let's get this thing done.
And I love playing roulette with you.
Oh, do we have fun. We're going to Vegas. I said it earlier. We're going to Vegas. Me, you, Solana. We're going to go to Vegas for the Dolphins-Vegas Raiders game, and Solana's going to gamble with us and drink with us, hit Planet Hollywood with us,
not go to
the Hooters Casino. You know what? That closed. Didn't I drag you there once?
Yes. We were there for like 3-4 hours one time.
One of the saddest places on the planet. I mean, it's literally a Hooters with the wood paneling on the wall, and then they like it's off the strip, and like you think it's gonna be amazing because it's Hooters, and yeah, it was just one of the saddest places. But I'm pretty sure it got replaced by something.
I just like the dude that came and whispered to me. He was like, "Sir, do you know that this table's a minimum of $3 per bet?" I was like,
"Yeah."
Ooh, okay, John, I can do it. I'm going to splurge today.
Yes, it has been changed. I'm looking at it right now. It's the Oyo Hotel and Casino. O-Y-O Hotel and Casino. And it, I mean, this place is a pit.
Could've called the strip.
You know what? It's so funny. There's a big picture on the website. So there's still a Hooters there, apparently. I see the restaurant. You know what? You walk around Vegas and there'll be a Wolfgang Puck restaurant, and there'll be a Guy Fieri restaurant, and there'll be the mean English guy, Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay restaurant will be like, you know, the landmark restaurant in the big casino. The big casinos usually have, you know, 12 big name restaurants. I'm looking at this Oyo Hotel and Casino in Vegas and the big restaurant at the bottom because I see it all lit up. Steak and Shake.
Yes, sir.
That's
sir, they get the patty.
I'll stay
melt,
there
baby.
If you want to stay there. Listen, I'll stay there. You don't have to twist my arm.
$80 bucks a night? I wouldn't mind
that. I think that would be expensive. Somebody texts in, if gambling goes full on legal here, what's the over under on how many days it takes for Hawk to lose all his bleep? 14 days, I'll take the under. Now, the funny thing is, I really like Vegas. And so, I mean, there's been blackjack here for years. And I went a couple weeks ago to the Hard Rock, but I mean, even before the pandemic, I mean, I didn't go gamble very often, maybe once or twice a year. Like, yeah. I enjoy it, but I really enjoy, like, Vegas trips. It's like something, you know, that's like something special. I don't feel the pull to be in a casino constantly. I really
that's
don't.
That's the thing. Like, people think if you gamble, you're just going to choose anybody in the world just to bet money
right,
with.
I'm
with you. Like, I like the experience. I got to drop $200-$300 and have a good time and drink some drinks with my friend. Like, I'm right there, and I know how you are as well. We're not sitting up in there wiping our face off with water to stay awake and gamble. No, this is fun.
Yeah, no, I enjoy a trip. I enjoy, you know, the fun of being with friends. I don't have a nonstop urge to gamble. I know we talk about it a lot during the show because I do like to gamble on a sporting event, but we don't gamble a lot of money, and I just find it to be fun. In that vein, we have money tonight on the Panthers. We have the Panthers to win, OT included, and we also have the Panthers to win the series, which we bet before game one. I'm thinking about doubling up on that, to be quite honest, because now it's plus 285 or so, or 250. So, but yeah, we do have the Panthers tonight. I'm hoping that they do not go down 0-2. I am hoping that they take advantage of this opportunity tonight, even the series, and make it a game.
You can't go 0-2. To Tampa for two games.
No.
That's ugly.
No, that would be bad. The game tonight will be on 560 QAM. Doug Plagans will have the call. Plagans was on with us in the 4 o'clock hour. If you missed him, Will Manso was on with us in the 3 o'clock hour. If you missed him, John Michaels there. Somebody texts in. I always get pumped every time John Michaels talks. He was on with us as well. You can get all those interviews on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Make sure you search the Hockman and Crowder podcast and make sure you subscribe to it. We'd appreciate it. All right. You've got NBA play-in games coming up on 790 The Ticket. And you have got Panthers hockey coming up tonight on 560 QAM. Pre-game will start at 7:30 with Doug Plagans. That's going to do it for us. Go Panthers. We will speak with you manana.
I need me a russet potato. That's what I want.
Somebody texts in, way too angry about this. F you, Hawk.
Bull butter.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need. Need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.